We have interrupted our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Sweet, merciful crap!
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
This station will remain on the air to broadcast news, official information, and
Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
I know for a fact them radio waves is harmful.
here. What do we got going on here? Coming to you not so live on the pre-recorded show. It's another Strike the Box. Back to back. How about that? And I'm happy to report that Strike the Box has been renewed for the summer season. So I figured I would do a quickie show this week. It's only going to be an hour, so let me let you know what we played. We just finished up there with some Cocktail Slippers from Wicked Cool Records with their new digital single. We played the B-side, Too Good to Be True. A-side is called She-Devil, Shout It Out Loud, that you can get, again, off of Wicked Cool Records. So check out the Cocktail Slippers. We started things out with some Idolizers from New York with their new song, Riot Radio, off of their new album, Concretans, I believe that's how you pronounce it, that you can get off of Rum Bar Records. So make sure that you check out the Idolizers on Rum Bar Records. Yeah, something like that. And we sandwiched in there the Premieres with Get On This Plane from 1966 up the Pharaoh label. Premieres most notably known for their song Farmer John. So as I said, let's just get the show going. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM. On the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Again, I'm happy to announce that the show has been renewed for the summer season. And if all goes well, we'll do a show every week. Now, might not be a two-hour show every week, but I'm going to be trying to at least do a show every week. So it might be a two-hour, then followed by a one-hour. But let's keep our fingers crossed that we can do a show every week. Anyways, as I said, I am Chris. This is Strike the Box.
Mind to just We're here with one of LA's most exciting new music bands. Made a great impression with Gidget Goes to Hell and their recent national appearance on Saturday Night Live. Suburban Lawns, Janitor!
Boom, boom, boom. standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at gym. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ, oh, CJ, oh, CJ. I'll tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. Both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers. All you protesters, you can hear Jack say, watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers, well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
Recorded in 1970, but not released until 1973. That was Sweet Jane by the Velvet Underground. Comes off of their album Loaded. Started things off, though, with some Apollo 66 from Washington, D.C., with their song Flytrap. And if you can find them on Bandcamp, so check out Apollo 66. I can't find anything about a record label, but thanks to Mark for sending that along. It's a pretty good tune, so I wanted to include it this week. Again, you can find Apollo 66 and their album, Apollo 66, on Bandcamp, so please check that out. The Remains, from 1966, Once Before, and that comes off of their album, The Remains, and some Suburban Lawns with Janitor, with Sue Tissue, otherwise known as Sue McLean. Where's Sue these days? Who knows? I think she went to the Berklee School of Music, believe it or not. I always like that song and the lyrics that are involved with that song, Janitor. You should Google it and check it out. And some French girls from Phoenix, Arizona, that you can find on Rum Bar Records, their brand new LP, French Girls. We just heard the song. What did we hear? We heard Summertime. Yes, because summertime is fast approaching, and we're kind of just about back to the new normal. So fingers crossed, everything goes well at the end of this month, and we can be naked again. Oh, well, maybe not just naked, but we can look at our lips again and our teeth and all that fun stuff. I know, I'm going crazy. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, quickie version this week. So let's do a PSA and get back to some music.
Thinking of taking up a new sport? It's a step in the right direction. But before you hit the playing field, be sure to exercise a little common sense. Take bullfighting, for instance. One misstep there, and chances are, it might just leave a mark. Fortunately, for the less dramatic sports, there are plenty of things you can do to lessen your chance of being injured. For instance, don't be just a weekend warrior. In addition to playing your sport, make sure you include a simple exercise program during the rest of the week. Stretching for flexibility, resistance training for strength, and cardio sessions for endurance. For more specific tips on preventing sports injuries, visit AAOS.org. That's AAOS.org. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who remind you to get up, get out, and get moving.
Yellow River is in my mind and in my heart. expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. You feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only
gold.
gotta dance to the rhythm of a ghetto beat, yeah. We'll see the people doing it in the street. But come on, everybody, and take a chance now. And feel the music getting in your feet. You gotta have a little soul, you gotta have a little feeling, but fall in the face, and then you dance.
Just give me 5G. Who could ask?
new from Wicked Cool Records. That's Mark Ribbler and his song, Who Could Ask for Anything More? Big thanks to Wicked Cool and Renegade Nation for passing that on. So make sure you check out Mark Ribbler on Wicked Cool Records. We started off with some DFE with Yellow River, which you can get off of Big Stir Records. A couple ways you can get that. You can get off, I think it's the 10th Wave, their compilation of singles. Or just check out Big Stir Records and check out DFE. I don't really know what DFE means. I'm kind of afraid to find out, but that's what started that set off. The Blind Shake with Red River Vision. That comes off a compilation that I got back in 2014, I think. 7 and 7 is Real Rock and Roll, Volume 14. A Bill Kelly compilation that you got from WFMU if you made a contribution. I do miss those compilation CDs that he would put out, since he's not on FMU anymore, but you can still find them on The Underground Garage and Sirius XM Radio. Some Shirley Bassey with Goldfinger, released back in 1964, produced by the one and only George Martin. He should ring. His name sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yeah, have another cup of coffee, Chris. Chelsea Curve, All in Time, from Red on Red Records. And I do believe there is some new music coming out of Red on Red Records, so we'll have to keep an eye out on that. You can check out the Red on Red Records Facebook page or their Bandcamp page, so make sure you take a look at that. The Carol Beat, song released somewhere in the 1960s, but I got it off a compilation called Another Man's Gold from 2010 by The Carol. If I read this correctly, I just had drops put in my eyes, so I'm having a real tough time trying to read anything. But it was a compilation by Kim Fowley, and I believe like four or five different CDs out there. And I'm running out of time, so let's just get back to the music. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box.
stranger. In every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. You find a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you can give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
why'd you go and tell me you're gone, gone, gone? When you knew my heart was at war, but couldn't tell what it was fighting for. Every spring I hold my breath until I see you,
until I see you
in your summer dress. Summer dress. Summer dress.
Spankin' new, and I mean brand spankin' new. We just heard Summer Dress by Cold Expectations that you can get off of Red on Red Records. Literally, I got it this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and I had to go back into the show because it was all done, it was all mixed, it was all edited, and I wanted to make sure that I got that song into this week's show because I knew it was coming out, I just didn't know when, and I had a little time, so I did some editing. Took out a song and dropped in Cold Expectations. So check out Red on Red Records for that song, Some Address, and also the brand new radio version of Replacement by Linnea's Garden, available now. That way it sort of takes that F word and plays around with it, because you heard it here first on WMFO Strike the Box. So please check it out, Red on Red Records. We started things off with Go Dog Go with Party Parade. We had some, what else do we have in there? I gotta look here. Secret Agent Man by Johnny Rivers from 1966. And we had Glass Onion by The Beatles from 1968 off of their self-titled The Beatles LP, otherwise known as The White Album. That's it for me this week. A quickie show. Again, it's gonna be Strike the Box every week, back to back. 2 hours followed by the next week of a 1 hour show. So hopefully we can do this all summer long. And next month is the 20th anniversary of the beginning of Strike the Box on WMFO, so let's see what we can do. All right, everybody, that's it for me. I got to get out of here. Check out Strike the Box Radio Show page and group on Facebook. Hey, maybe you can give me an idea of what I should do for the 20th anniversary show. All right, I'm Chris. This is WMFO and Memphis 91.5 FM. There we are. We're legal. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.